FedEx has too much talent. I'm going to pick them on the road to beat USA in a close one.
All right. And then, of course, our game of the week here, Cass City at Lakers. And the experts have spoken. We have Dave picking Cass City by 6 points, and then Paul P. Adams, Doug Cole, and Mike Gallagher each picking Lakers by 4, 6, and 8 points. It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll take a look at the away team tonight, the Cass City Redhawks, in a Greater Than West showdown in week number 4 on MHSAA football right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com.
At Sure, one of the common questions we get is, why is this place so different? And in a good way. It could be because of our primary care clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and in the future, Bad Axe. It could be because one of our 3 senior living communities. Or maybe one of our 4 pharmacies. Or the fact that our ReadyCare clinic is open 362 days a year. Our hospital is rated the cleanest in the state of Michigan. Or that we provide school clinics for Lakers and Caseville schools. That's great and all, but that's not why. It's the people. At Sure, we care. We listen. We want to understand your needs so we can provide the best care possible. Our cast of nearly 500 Sure teammates live here in your community to take care of your community. It's really that simple. So if you want to experience what it truly means to be Sure, visit one of our many locations or go to sure.org. And if you're Sure already, thank you. It's an honor that you entrust us with your health and wellness. So say it with me. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Are you a farmer, construction worker, tiler, or excavator operator and need a phone that is rugged and can stand up to the long hours you put in every day? If so, you need to hear about the Cat S48C, available at Thumb Cellular. The Cat S48C smartphone is built with the same durability you'd expect from Cat equipment. It can withstand drops, dust, and can even be submerged in water. With a tough screen and a long battery life, the S48C will get you through your day. Now through September 30th, Thumb Cellular is offering a free Cat power bank, a $65 value, with any Cat S48 smartphone purchase. Plus, get 1 month free service if you upgrade your phone, add a line, or make the switch to Thumb Cellular. So hurry to a Thumb Cellular office near you in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky before September 30th. Free Cat power banks are only available while supplies last. For more ways to save, visit thumbcellular.com/deals. Terms and conditions apply.
Huron Auto Parts, your auto value store, 1 block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go-to auto value store, 1 block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
It's a week number 4 showdown in the Greater Than West between the Cass City Redhawks on the road taking on the Elkton Pigeon Bay 4 Lakers on an absolutely beautiful night for football right here in the heart of Laker country. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, and Dan Benke with your call tonight from the M142 between Elkton and Pigeon. It's technically Pigeon zip code. It certainly feels closer to Elkton. Obviously, some politicians were involved in the placement of this school. But regardless, the Kansas City Redhawks tonight are the defending Greater Thumb West champions entering the 2019 season with high hopes of retaining their title for another year. Despite a hard-fought Week 1 loss, that goal and mission is still intact after beating USA in Week number 2 and then in a crossover game against Marlette last week. It seems head coach Scott Cuthrell has his squad moving in the right direction.
He sure does. He's 87-74. He's won 54% of his games. He has had 4 of his last 5 seasons with at least 7 wins, so his team is trending in the right direction. They've made the playoffs now 5 straight years, but they have never won a district title, so they're still looking for that first trophy in the case. But otherwise, this team has been competitive. They've always competed for the Greater Thumb West. They finally got that monkey off their back last year and love to go back-to-back.
One of the leaders of this Kansas City program would be 4-year starter Sannon Cuthrell. In fact, tonight he's making his 33rd start at quarterback. That has to be some sort of school record.
Oh, no doubt about it. Last season he ran for just over 600 yards and 15 touchdowns. He passed for another 350 yards and another 7 touchdowns. So this kid's got all the tools. We haven't seen him air it out hardly at all. We watched him live 2 weeks ago, and there was very few passing plays called, but maybe didn't need it that week. Tonight, I think the playbook is going to have to be open bigger. Lakers and Cass City know each other very well. I think Santa Cathrell is going to have to be a star tonight if Cass City wants to win.
With Cass City not throwing the ball much this year, which isn't much of a surprise, they're relying on success from their backfield. Such has been the case so far since that Week 1 loss to Montrose, where they accumulated just 186 total yards on offense, all from the rushing game. They have seen their running back production increase each and every single week since. Last week against Marlette, 392 rushing yards in total.
That's a nice number, but keep in mind Marlette is certainly normally down.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
down even more than that this year, unfortunately for them. So it was a track meet for the Redhawks. A lot of guys got involved, but Hayden Horn is your lead back. He is the guy that they're going to feed the rock at a higher percentage of the time. He's the guy you got to watch a lot. But Mahalik, Alex Perry is also another stud in there. And keep an eye on Jordan Mester. He was a sophomore. He had a big game last week. He had 10 carries, 168 yards and 3 scores. So we've been talking about it all week. Who is this guy? Is he the new lead back? Is he going to get a bunch of carries? We'll see if he gets worked in tonight in a very serious competitive game. As obviously the West is on the line tonight.
On the other side of the ball, Cass City is boasting the 3rd best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference and the best in the West. Through 3 games, the Redhawks are allowing just 10 points per game. In fact, since Labor Day, Cass City has allowed only 2 touchdowns on defense and just 1 two-point conversion.
They forced 4 turnovers last week against Marlette, only allowed 170 yards. Last year versus Lakers, Cuthrell had 15 tackles and a tip pass, and Fernald actually picked off 2 balls. So that would be big. If you can force Lakers to do some uncomfortable things, Cassidy's a little weak in the secondary, but they still have senior center fielder Santa Cuthrell back there. And if there's anybody that could make a big play in the secondary and take a ball away, it would be him.
We are just 22 minutes away from kicking off tonight's Week 4 matchup between the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Cassidy Redhawks as you're listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network. It's right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. Up next, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking. And great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
There's no place like